common theme in our readings this third Sunday of Lent is thirsting. Jesus says, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The water the Israelites in the Old Testament drank in the desert, which God provided them, as we heard in our first reading, sustained them in the wilderness, but it didn't satisfy. They would become thirsty again. And all the while, in the desert, they would grumble. They would doubt God's providence. They would doubt God's love, even, for them. And were so quick to forget all that God had done for them. They would long for the days when they were slaves in Egypt. But do we not do the same? I mean, if we're honest with ourselves, do we not also need to be reminded again and again of the water that Jesus offered this woman at the well and offers each one of us? What is this water that Jesus refers to when he says, "Whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst"? This is the water of baptism, the water of the Holy Spirit, the water of God's love poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. As Jesus will say later, on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, when water was literally being poured out on the altar at the temple in Jerusalem, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." This image of living water, this image of thirsting that we hear in the scriptures, is analogous to the desires of the heart. Many of the saints spoke about how only those who hunger and thirst for God will be satisfied. Listen to St. Gregory the Great. "He who desires God with a whole soul is certain to possess the one he loves." And to St. John of the Cross, "With God, one gets as much as one hopes for." The saints also warn us not to lose our hunger, not to lose our thirst for God, but to savor it. St. Catherine of Siena cautioned, quote, "If you would make progress, then you must be thirsty. Because only those who are thirsty are called," and here she quotes our Lord, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." Those who are not thirsty, she goes on, will never persevere in their journey. Either weariness or pleasure will make them stop. End quote. So we must not let weariness or empty pleasures prevent us from union with God, who is love. That's part of why we have this wonderful season of Lent. So we can push through, so we can persevere, so we can reorient our hearts. I'll be traveling to, on a personal note here, I'll be traveling to Italy next month. After Easter, for a vacation with a couple priest friends of mine. And I'm reminded, these scriptures kind of reminded me of my last trip to Italy, which I took when I was just a few weeks ordained, right after my ordination to the priesthood. almost 4 years ago. On that trip, being in Italy in June, and after being ordained a priest just a few weeks before, I was euphoric. I was like prancing around the city of Milan. From church to church, I'd been running all over Milan, and I was dressed in all black. I was wearing my cassock in the summer in Italy, because you understand. But it was boiling hot, let me tell you. And when I finally arrived at the Basilica of St. Ambrose, one of the very famous basilicas in Milan, where the great doctor of the church, St. Ambrose, who baptized St. Augustine, is buried, I remember just like collapsing in a chair in the Blessed Sacrament Chapel. And I hadn't realized how sweaty I'd become and how thirsty I had become. But fortunately, I'd packed a cold water bottle, which I immediately reached for and just gulped down. And it was so refreshing for my body. It was so refreshing. But to my astonishment, as I sat there feeling that physical refreshment on a hot day, something spiritual was taking place at the very same time. I started to, in that chapel, in that moment, I started to recall lines from the Psalms that spoke of thirsting. There are many. And I reached for my pocket, I pulled out my phone, and I had a Bible app on my phone, so I started to look up these verses that were kind of coming back to me from the Liturgy of the Hours. One of the Psalms was, "As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God." But then there was another psalm. I read, "I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land." And that one really resonated with me for some reason. And I kid you not, this is a true story. As soon as I read that line from that psalm, I looked up in the chapel I was sitting in, and right above the altar, above the tabernacle, there was like a 5 or 6 foot tall statue of Jesus. One hand was pointing to his Sacred Heart, and the other hand was outstretched to me, exactly where I was seated in the chapel. It was just like this. And in that moment, I was given a really powerful revelation. God gave me a really special grace on this trip. And it occurred to me that those lines in the Psalms, like that last one I read to you, were not merely the expressions of my desire, of my thirst for God, of our thirst for God. But even more so, those Psalms were the voice of Jesus speaking directly to his church, directly to me, telling me the very same thing that he told the Samaritan woman in our gospel today. "Give me a drink. Give me a drink. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land." It just hit me like a ton of bricks, this revelation. But it's obviously, it wasn't just for me, right? It wasn't just a grace that God gave me for myself. It's for me to share. So this Lent, let's consider how either weariness or pleasure has kept us from thirsting for God, and even more so, from satisfying God's thirst for us. Let's recommit ourselves to our Lenten observances. If sin has dried up the living waters, it's a good time to come back to confession. any of the upcoming Lenten penance services at any of the parishes, local parishes here, would be a great opportunity, especially if it's been a while. The saints teach us that with an active desire, with a thirsty soul, we can be assured of reaching the state of perfection, a state of holiness, known only by the saints, little by little, with God's help.